Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Ripple of determination to chart a new way forward, to offer an unapologetically progressive alternative to the Bloomberg era.
The physical reality of New York City is going to change even just over the next 5 years.
Making sure that parks that right now are more neglected get more resources and can be maintained better.
A horse in the middle of the streets of Midtown, it doesn't belong.
In everything we do from now on, sustainability is going to be a part of our thinking. So every development going forward is going to be looked at through the prism of sustainability.
All this week on The Brian Lehrer Show, we are checking in on the de Blasio administration's progress on a variety of key issues 6 months into his term. As you just heard, he's said a lot about what his plans are for the city. We'll talk to advocacy groups each day and take your calls on how the mayor has lived up to these promises. And today we're talking about the environment. Later on in the week, we'll look at crime, housing policy, and more. On Friday, we'll hear from Deputy Mayor Anthony Shores with the administration's take. Mayor de Blasio will be just beginning his 10-day trip to Italy with his family. Today, Mayor de Blasio's progress on environmental issues. And joining me to go through what de Blasio has done so far is Marcia Bistrin, president of the New York League of Conservation Voters, who just put out a progress report on Bill de Blasio administration's sustainability and resiliency during his first 6 months. Marcia, welcome to WNYC.
It's always my pleasure.
And listeners, what do you think about what Mayor Bill de Blasio has done so far on the environment, on sustainability in our city? What has he been doing well? What would you like to hear more details about? The phone number, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-WNYC. 9692. You can also leave a comment on our show page. Go to WNYC.org, click on The Brian Lehrer Show. So, Marcia, Bill de Blasio has been in the mayor's seat for 6 months now. During the campaign trail, environmental issues didn't appear to be at the very top of his agenda. Other issues took that spot. Mayor Michael Bloomberg talked in broad swaths about what he wanted to do to address the city's resiliency and preparing for climate change. How would you compare Bill de Blasio and Mayor Bloomberg's approaches to the environment and sustainability so far?
You know, it's a difficult comparison to make because Mayor Bloomberg certainly put New York City on the map around sustainability, but he didn't really take that up until his second term. So what you're doing is comparing Bill de Blasio's first 6 months. If you did his first 6 months versus Bloomberg's 6 months, Mayor de Blasio is doing a lot better.
But comparing where we were at the end of Bloomberg's third term after Sandy and what Mayor Bloomberg said we needed to do, is there a difference in emphasis with what Mayor de Blasio has said?
Well, let me just say, you know, we issued this report and it was built around three milestones in his second 100 days. The first of those was his housing plan. The second was the beginning of the hurricane season. And the last was around his budget. And we evaluated each of those in terms of their sustainability component. And certainly in terms of housing, he infused that with some sustainability elements. Both the buildings should be energy efficient, but they should also be sited in ways that recognized parks, transit-oriented development. The budget was good from our perspective because there were major investments in infrastructure, which we feel is critical for the city. And he did a good job on resiliency, which is really sort of the follow-up to Bloomberg's SIR report. But the thing—
SIR report.
The resiliency report that the Bloomberg administration did after Sandy.
Laying out
where the city should go. What Mayor de Blasio hasn't done yet, and we hope he will, is he hasn't taken ownership of this issue yet, made it his own. And it's a real opportunity because he could infuse it with the equity issues that really drive his agenda. And I think the main thing we're looking for is he has yet to appoint a head of the long-term Office of Long-Term Planning and Sustainability, which was really the focal point for the Bloomberg administration's sustainability agenda. So we're looking for him to hire for that position and to really redefine it so it's his.
So no director yet in that top spot that we're
exactly.
Mayor Bloomberg.
I understand they're looking, but that's critical because they have to issue the 4-year report the city council demands on Plan YC in April. So they need time to gear up and frame it and make it his own.
So that is the report that envisions the future for New York City Plan YC,
exactly,
started under Mayor Michael
Bloomberg.
Let's take a listen to how Mayor de Blasio talked about housing and sustainability. You mentioned that he infused that plan that he announced for 200,000 affordable housing units in the next 10 years. He included some measures to improve on the sustainability of those buildings. Let's take a listen to how he described it.
In everything we do from now on, sustainability is going to be a part of our thinking. So every development going forward is going to be looked at through the prism of sustainability, not just in terms of resiliency, dealing with threats that may exist from Mother Nature, but also environmental sustainability, lowering emissions and creating a cleaner environment. So that's going to pervade all that we are doing.
So basically, he's laying out that when we look at housing projects, we're looking at sustainability as we evaluate them. And as you said, public housing, looking at siting in terms of public transit and parks. Are there enough? Do we know enough about how that's actually going to work under the de Blasio administration?
You know, he's framed it. He issued his Housing New York report, I believe, on May 1st. And those elements are in there. It hasn't been spelled out yet, but that's not surprising. I know that city planning under Carl Weisbrod is really taking that issue and building it into his community-based planning. So you see elements of this developing in different parts of the city. There are opportunities. Let me just say, Enterprise Community Partners, which is a major advisor on financing affordable housing, has some green criteria for doing affordable housing. And it might be a good thing for this administration to take a look at those criteria, which really look at how you make sure inhabitants of affordable housing, the health, environment, and economics are benefited by the way those projects are structured.
So do you like the framework that Mayor de Blasio has laid out? Are there other blind spots that you've identified so far in terms of housing and sustainability?
No, I think he's off the plan. The blueprint's a good blueprint. As in everything else, the execution's going to be the trick. I think we all recognize how critical affordable housing is in this city. And I think there is a real opportunity for the mayor, as I said before, to infuse the sustainability discussion with these equity issues that maybe weren't at the top of the agenda before.
So when the de Blasio administration heard that we were doing this check-in about their environmental record, as they do, they sent us the things they were most proud of that they've done so far in these first 6 months. One of the things they mentioned was the HUD Rebuild by Design funding of $415 million for three major projects that originated from the city's resiliency plans. That included a major flood protection system on the Lower East Side, a food supply protection plan in Hunts Point, and living breakwaters on Staten Island. Do you know much about these funds and that those particular plans that de Blasio administration is pointing to?
You know, what the de Blasio administration did was a necessary corrective to some of the problems that happened after Sandy, and that is they've really looked at the sort of impacts on communities affected by Sandy and how to build them back quickly and more effectively. And you have to give them credit for that. And they put together the Office of Recovery and Resiliency and staffed it with a terrific person. So they're on the right page. We haven't heard as much, though, on the other end of the climate debate, which is on the mitigation. How do you reduce CO2 emissions in this city? How do you encourage energy efficiency? Those sorts of things. But they really are on the right track on the resiliency.
You mentioned the new office of the Office of Recovery and Resiliency. That is another achievement that the de Blasio administration
Absolutely.
Pointed to. Is that actually a new position in the city, or is it bureaucratic sort of reimagining and creating this new office?
I think it's an elevation of it. It was integrated into the Office of Long-Term Planning and Sustainability in the Bloomberg administration.
Now that's the agency that currently has no director.
Right.
Okay.
So they've pulled that out, made that an independent office looking at the resiliency issues. That's a good thing. And I think it will position it well to do some creative things. Because remember, you know, we still have $4.5 billion that we have to find to implement Bloomberg's resiliency plan. And at the moment, that's pretty much where the de Blasio administration is. They pretty much embraced Bloomberg's resiliency plan. But it's not funded. And so the question is, how are they going to fund it?
And $4.5 billion is a lot of money.
Is a lot of money.
We're getting some calls. Dara in Manhattan, what's your take on the de Blasio administration's environmental record 6 months in?
Well, I'd like to talk about a part of that record that is not very sexy but incredibly important to sustainability, and that's the solid waste management plan, the garbage plan. This is a plan that was implemented in 2007 under Bloomberg, and Mayor de Blasio has not made it his own. He has not changed it. It does not improve resilience or sustainability at all. It does not reduce overall waste truck miles. Well, barely, by less than 4%. It places marine transfer stations in the highest flood zones in the city, one of them near a huge public housing development. It does nothing to reduce, to really focus on reduction and recycling. It hasn't moved the needle at all. Mayor de Blasio needs to take ownership of this plan and change it.
And make it his own, you say. Dara in Manhattan, thanks so much for your call. So, Marcia, that is a plan that came up a lot during the campaign, the solid waste plan for the city, including waste transfer stations. That was not included in the League of Conservation's voters' six-month report on the de Blasio administration so far. But have you kept watch on what he's doing in terms of trash?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's one of my all-time favorite topics.
A lot of New Yorkers agree with you.
Exactly.
Yes.
I mean, let me say, and I think the caller was probably focusing a lot on the 91st Street transfer station, which is clearly a charged issue. It does look like they're moving ahead with it. And I have to credit Mayor de Blasio on that. This is a complicated issue, but holding the solid waste management plan in its entirety together was critical, because if you lost one point, you know, part of it, you sort of undermine the efficacy of the whole plan. I think at 91st Street now, the real challenge is how to mitigate the impacts on that community. But on other aspects of solid waste, he is moving ahead on food waste. And if that can be diverted for composting, it will reduce the city's need for either burying or burning New York City's garbage. We're actually going to be doing a forum on that. But, I mean, yes, I think he's looking at it. I think his new commissioner, Catherine Garcia, is terrific. I mean, but she's only been in place for 4 months.
And when is that forum for listeners?
We're putting together three forums, this fall, one on that, one on green infrastructure, and one on equity and parks funding.
I'd like to listen to another clip of Bill de Blasio. This one's from the end of June, when he appointed a new commissioner of the Office of Emergency Management. Here's Mayor de Blasio talking about his post-Sandy perspective.
The plan is incredibly ambitious, and much of the work will extend.
That's our old mayor, Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Let's take a listen to Mayor de Blasio. Do we have that clip ready? Oh, we will come back to that clip. So again, we talked about housing and how the de Blasio administration has infused sustainability with his housing plan. Mayor de Blasio's post-Sandy reimagining of the city, has he said anything that differentiates Mayor Bloomberg's big picture vision with what he wants to do? Are we looking at the same thing that Mayor Bloomberg laid out before he left office?
Well, so far you're pretty much talking about the Bloomberg plan. I mean, they have done, as I said before, far more on the sort of recovery end of things. But in terms of planning for resiliency in the future, it's pretty much embracing the Bloomberg plan. Now, there's a lot of time to, and we want them to make it their own, but it hasn't really happened yet.
So we have that clip ready now of Mayor de Blasio talking about his post-Sandy perspective.
The physical reality of New York City is going to change even just over the next 5 years. We are going to be a much more physically resilient city because of all the spending that's going on, because of the work of the Army Corps of Engineers, because of all elements that came out of the Sandy bill and efforts we're taking ourselves. We're also, with our building code, making changes in how we build, with our planning process, making changes. So we got a huge wake-up call with Sandy. And I'm someone who believes this entire nation and this entire globe has to look at the threat of global warming more seriously. And we're going to be unveiling a series of steps that New York City can take to reduce our emissions and do more to contribute to reversing this horrible trend. But I can safely say a lot is already underway in terms of fundamental and physical resiliency to make us safer.
So there you're Mayor de Blasio saying these are the things that are underway, some of which started under Mayor Bloomberg, some of which he's continuing. But he mentioned there one of the issues you brought up before about emissions and addressing CO2 emissions. Mayor de Blasio's office pointed to air pollution, an air pollution initiative that they have done that they are proud of. Do you know the details on that?
Well, one thing could be that they have continued to fund the Clean Heat Program, which helps buildings convert to cleaner fuel, which in turn translates into cleaner air. So I applaud that. He also has talked about, and I think he has a real opportunity with NYCHA, with the Housing Authority, and, you know, there are many challenges of the Housing Authority. But I think retrofitting those buildings to make them more energy efficient is something he talked about during the campaign and actually spoke about at the Conference of Mayors in Texas recently about the importance of retrofitting buildings to make them more energy efficient. So we're going to be looking at how they go forward with that.
On infrastructure, a bigger topic on that point that you just made. In your report, you say that New York City should be aiming to integrate sustainability planning into its $75 million budget. Based on what we saw in the mayor's first budget, how do you evaluate how that's happening?
Well, I think there is consideration given that, and I think he has hired, and you know, I forget his title, but Bill Goldstein, who is certainly an expert on capital planning, to begin that process of integrating the two things. So I think there's a recognition that it's critical to do. We have to see how it goes.
We have to see how it goes. Based on 6 months in, can you give Mayor de Blasio a grade?
I know you were going to go there. I'd give him a B.
You'd give him a B?
I'd give him a B.
And lay that out for me. Why a B?
Well, because I think that, you know, he's hired good people. He's moved ahead with good programs. The only thing that keeps him from getting that A is he hasn't taken that step, as I said before, to sort of own this program and to make a sort of a public commitment to keep New York City an international leader on these issues.
And that $4.5 billion that we mentioned prior that the mayor needs to find, where is he going to find that money?
That's a huge question. And, I mean, it would have been a huge question regardless who was the mayor. I mean, people looked to the feds, but as we all know, getting money out of Washington is not easy, nor is getting money out of Albany.
We've got a few more calls coming
sure.
in. Elijah in Brooklyn, what do you think about Mayor de Blasio's environmental record so far?
Well, I think what your guest is saying makes a lot of sense. He's done a lot of good stuff on the nitty-gritty, but in terms of being the public face of the issue. There is a climate march coming up on September 21st. There's a UN summit being called by the General Secretary, and there's a 350.org and Bill McKibben are organizing a climate march, and it seems like getting involved in an event like that could be exactly what the mayor needs to do to become the public face of the issue.
Elijah, thanks for your call, because Mayor Michael Bloomberg very much embraced the issue of climate change and not only wanting to New York City to be a national leader, but wanting to be an international leader on defining how cities should respond. Would you like to see Mayor de Blasio, you know, own this issue a little bit more?
Absolutely. And I think, and our caller made a really good point with this UN event in September on climate. This is a real, in New York City, this is a real opportunity for New York City to step out. And he has a chance to, again, to redefine sustainability in a way that's much broader than it's been defined before, and that demonstrates the importance of integrating everybody in the city in these initiatives.
So from the UN to the very, very local, John in Jersey Shore, New Jersey, you have a proposal for Mayor Bill de Blasio. What would you like to see him do?
Yeah, the mayor has a real opportunity to score a great victory for the environment. There's a bill in the city council for a 10-cent fee on disposable bags, plastic bags and paper bags. It's a huge amount of litter, costs the money to dispose of and clean up the litter. A fee on bags in Washington, D.C. reduced bag use by 75% within a matter of months. It's in the council's court right now, but if the mayor said he'd sign it, that would send a huge signal and it'd be great for the environment of New York.
Thanks, John, for your call. Marcia, do you have a position on a plastic
bag
fee?
We're very supportive of this. And I think that the bill has been written now so that it takes into consideration some of the concerns. Was it going to disproportionately affect people in lower income? And there are all sorts of ways in which they won't be part of it if they get food stamps and so forth. So, yes, we are strongly behind it. We've been an advocate in the council, and we'll certainly be an advocate with the mayor if it gets to him.
It seems like that is an issue. I mean, 10 cents could be seen as a very regressive progressive tax for the low-income communities that Bill de Blasio has so much.
But
said
you can
that
bring your
own,
a, you can bring your own bag. You don't have to get a bag at the store. And two, you are off the hook if in fact you're getting food stamps and so forth.
And has the mayor said what his position is on that council?
I'm not aware of it. But your caller's right. They've done it in Washington, D.C., which has some of the demographic parallels with New York City.
All right. Marcia Bistrin is the president of the New York League of Conservation Voters. They just put out a six-month report on Bill de Blasio's first 6 months in office on sustainability and resiliency. Thank you so much joining us.
It's always fun.
And again, later in the week, we are looking at housing policy, crime, and more. And we end the week with Deputy Mayor Anthony Shores. So keep coming back all week long. I'm Anna Sale in for Brian Lehrer.